Proclamation number 7221 of 5th of December, 1958. Redemption period with Jesus Christ. The work of salvation has been accomplished for all times, but this earth period was destined for God to come to earth Himself and Jesus Christ. This earth carried the divine Savior and Redeemer, and thus the time had also come with this earth period when completely redeemed souls could leave the material world and return to the kingdom of light again, which was not possible before. Even if a person lived on earth according to God's will, but they were not yet free of their original sin, which prevented them from entering the kingdom of light. From the time of Jesus' life on earth, from the time of his death on the cross, the first fallen away original spirits had returned to the eternal home. The work of redemption had been accomplished for all eternity, for all people of the present, past and future. Countless people had gone away across the earth before, and yet it had not been possible for them to push open the gate of death and enter into life. Yet these many people of the past also shared in the blessing of the act of salvation. They too were touched by the blessings of the act of salvation, only their free will also had to profess Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, which could be proven for the first time when Jesus descended into hell after his death in order to carry his sacrifice thereto, so that it was acknowledged. Only then did these people also become free of their original sin, because Jesus Christ died for all people. It was an overwhelming grace for all souls who were allowed to embody themselves during this earth period, since the Lord Himself walked across the earth. Admittedly, the knowledge of His earthly life, of His bitter suffering and death on the cross and His resurrection, of His act of mercy of greatest love will also be conveyed to people in more distant periods of development. They will always experience this great work of atonement which was accomplished by the love of a human being in whom God Himself was able to embody Himself. And this knowledge will not remain hidden from any human being. For again and again the gospel of love will be preached to people, and the living out of the divine commandments of love will also result in the Spirit being able to express itself in the human being, which again and again will mention that act of salvation is the first and most important thing, so that the knowledge of Jesus Christ can never be lost but will be preserved through every period of salvation and again also be imparted to people in the following epochs. Nevertheless, it is a special grace to have been embodied on earth at the same time as the human being Jesus, for which the entire duration of an earth period is to be counted. And yet, at the end of this epoch, faith in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, in whom God embodied Himself, is already extremely weak. Love has grown cold amongst people and therefore there is no living faith. Spiritual activity is no longer possible in the majority of people and therefore faith has also been lost. But again and again God will ensure that the knowledge of Jesus Christ will not be lost, so that every person can adjust himself to it and will also have to answer for it. Knowledge alone is of no use to a person, but only his attitude towards the teaching of Jesus Christ, which is always based on love, can earn him a blessing. But he can still be reminded of it far more often as long as Jesus' earthly life cannot be denied. Even if it could not be proven, because of the human being's freedom of will it will also be possible to find less and less concrete evidence, yet never evidence which points to the contrary, for this earth period bore the divine Redeemer and Savior, and all those who walked the earth in this earth period have a certain advantage. To be able to believe more easily if only they want to. The gate to the kingdom of light was opened through his death on the cross, and many can now enter through this gate to eternal life. But every person has to travel the path to the cross of his own free will, and therefore he cannot be forced by evidence. Yet the love of Jesus Christ stretches out its arms to all people from the cross, and everyone is touched and called upon to come to him. And this will also be the case in the following redemption epochs. Every person will experience the great work of love and mercy of the Divine Redeemer, and every person will have to recognize and acknowledge God in Jesus Christ in order to be able to enter through the gate of death into eternal life. Every person will have to believe in him in order to attain a blissful life. Amen.